I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. In today's episode, I'm going to be exploring two idioms we use when we're stuck: treading water and having a head above water. The saying that I'm reflecting today is treading water, and I've just got into the Forth of Firth. The water's about 6 degrees. It's about 6 degrees air temperature, but the sea is calm can be, and the sun is just rising. But my hands are cold, because in order to hold the camera, I'm having to, I've not got my gloves on. And I'm treading water. And if I tread water for any length of time, I'm going to get quite tired. And so I think the aim is, what happens if I float and stop treading water? Saves energy. And even if I didn't have the wetsuit on, there's a sense of... Even if I didn't have my wetsuit on, there's a sense of buoyancy. If we float, if we lie back and allow that to be held by the water. So when we're treading water, how can you lie back? How can you allow the water to take the strain rather than all of that exertion and effort? I think there's also options with respect to swimming, with respect to heading towards the shore, whether that's, not that I can see them, but quite often here there might be paddle boarders, there might be jet skiers, canoeists. You might be able to hear the dog walkers in the background. So there's lots of other people when I'm treading water that very rarely are we likely to be treading water where there's nobody around. So in what way can we ask for support from those around? How can we use the support of the water? How can we get out of the water? Or how can we allow water to become our friend? I've got a wetsuit on. Perhaps it's about putting a dry suit on to protect you so that you can just float there for some degree of time. I don't know whether it's because it's chilly or not, but that's a very short exploration. So don't forget that there's lots of different ways of using the saying. So if you feel like you're treading water, then yes, if it's safe to do so, if you've got access to water, then go into water, tread water, and notice what you notice about how to stop that treading. Other options might be to imagine what, to describe that treading. So I know when I did this with somebody a few years ago, then actually they were trying to get to an island in their imagination, and therefore they were treading water and not making any progress. And
what they needed was a boat, and therefore they hired a boat in their imagination, and the boat took them out of the water and took them to the island. And again, it's just about shifting our mindset. Currently, the mindset is feeling like you're treading water, feeling like potentially that you're going round in circles, that there's that stuck state, and that belief in the lack of options and the stuckness actually stops you seeing solutions in your mind. And therefore, by imagining, I suppose safely really, imagining that treading water, imagining a scenario where the treading stops and you're able to take alternate action, that very imagining shifts something inside, enabling you to find solutions and different perspectives of the situation in order to come up with an action plan of what to do next. Anyway, I'm going to go for a swim. So I'm going to get out of the water. I'm going to walk out purposefully. And there's something interesting. This is my PS, I suppose, as I walk out. The fact that I've turned my back to the sun. I've turned my back to the expansive ocean. And I'm focusing on the safety of the land. So in some respect, how might it be the fact that as you're imagining treading water, that you're actually imagining treading water facing the scary expanse of ocean, and perhaps it's about turning and facing the land. Alternatively, of course, it could be that it's the looking at the land that's the scary bit, and actually the thought of the ocean works for you. So everyone's different, so don't feel constrained by any suggestions I have. Just have a go and swim and notice what you notice as you tread water, and or imagine, draw the treading of water, draw where you'd be treading water, or continue, write a story from treading water to not treading water. The second saying that we use that I can reflect here as I'm in the water is having my head just above water. And I think because it's a phrase that's used when life feels very, very precarious, I think this is a reminder that this isn't a tool to use in isolation to any other, speaking to other professionals, getting advice from other people. So this is just a opportunity to just try something different to see whether or not it gives you more options than you think you've currently got. So if I'm standing here, as you can imagine, I'm in the Firth of Forth, it's sunrise, and I'm literally, every part of me is under the water with just my head above water, then I have a number of options to actually bring more than my head out. And that is to swim in or walk in, put my feet down, to actually get solid ground under me in order to use, as I'm pushing against the sand, and therefore more of my body is coming out. So I think there's something about when we've got a head only just above water to actually find that solid ground beneath us so that we can use that to push ourselves so that we can go in. The other option as I sort of float here with my head above the water, certainly because of where I am, is to wait for the tide to go out. I'm actually here at high tide at the moment. So actually the only way the water is going to go is out, and therefore will reveal more of me as the tide goes out. So that's another option. Interestingly, I've noticed that I'm sort of doing like a crab, like going sideways. And I just wonder whether that sense of movement, that if actually I just move, that sooner or later I'm going to come to a sandbank, I'm going to come to sort of higher ground that will actually take more of me out of the water. I think there's an element of if we stay stationary and just focus on where we're at, that might be what keeps us stuck. That there's an element of, with safety, making some movement, whether it's towards higher ground, more solid ground.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast, and also have a look in the comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.